We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Can you know any prayers?
God help us.
Say a couple for us, please.
Oh, my goodness. keep it on the rails, dude.
This is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And then we've got a whole room full of people that I don't even know if I want to introduce you to. You can tell when Oceanside's in the house.
they're very quiet all of a sudden. That's why I'm worried.
I know. It's the calm before the storm, maybe. Our friends from Breakwater Brewing with us tonight. We've got Rich, Danny, Garrett, Steve, Mindy. I didn't get everybody's name because there's so many people here right now.
There's Brian
so many.
In there.
Rob.
There he is.
And then there's Chemo, and then Shano. And we've got the front desk here as well. Not the front desk, actually the front
Shout
desk.
Shout out to the front desk.
You know, everybody who's anybody
the front
is, here
desk is here with us.
No one likes hanging out with us.
Apparently, where Breakwater Brewing goes, they always bring the party. And oh, yeah, by the way, hello to the tasting room that's listening to the program right now as well.
Yeah. Shout out to Nolan and Chris. How you doing?
Streaming us from the FM 94.9 app. Tonight, we drink beer. We talk about the enormous feat you guys just did. You relaunched, you refreshed, you revitalized the Breakwater Tasting Room with a grand reopening celebration last Friday. And with that, a new paint job, some new furniture maybe, and five brand new beers you rolled out as well.
Yeah, we actually kicked all those five beers off and blew out all of them within an hour of each release. So, yeah,
so you brought none of them with you. You didn't bring any of them with you.
No, because they're all gone. Everybody drank them.
Why didn't you brew more, Rich? That's your job.
Nothing.
It was
left.
So fast. It's
you know, Rich, this really doesn't help us.
So I take it.
I apologize.
Now,
I apologize.
Since you're sold out of all five of those beers, none of those five beers came today.
No, we brought another great six.
You know, Jeremy, don't start crying because I think these will suffice.
All right, I'll take that. Well, so,
right, you are. You,
what five beers did you create that we don't get to taste?
We did a Bandidos Yankees beer with a cucumber attitude, which is a Mexican lager with a little bit of cucumber flavor, which was really, really nice to have. We took an addition of our Runabout Stout, which is a coffee chocolate beer, and we added cinnamon and vanilla to that. That was
my
also
favorite.
Fun. We added mangoes to an American Pale Ale that also went off very fast. And we added some pineapple to another, our DMJ, which we'll be tasting here in a little bit.
One of my favorites.
That was fun. And we did a ride on, and we did this a little bit differently. We actually added rum-soaked oak chips and key lime zest. It kind of turned it into a rum and coke. So it was a little, it was interesting. But a lot of people were ordering it and be like, this doesn't taste like beer, but I've had beer for the last couple hours. It's nice to taste something that's a little bit more of a cocktail.
You know, ride on is a rye brown ale, just for you guys listening out there.
Well, we're going to actually try that later on the program, but let's start off light. You mentioned Bandidos Yankees. That is your Mexican lager, and it's got a little twist on it, right?
Yes, we currently use local Meyer lemons that we zest into it. I came up with this idea a couple years ago when I was drinking a Pacifico, and I was kind of like, you know, I would really like to have a craft version of a Mexican lager and not actually have to put somebody else's lime or lemon into it. I wanted to start off that way because I'm not a big fan of having somebody fruit my beer. I like to start off and
we're not
and
mentioning
add what
any
I
who likes to fruit his own beer.
If I'm going to put fruit in it, I'm going to do it. I'd rather you not do it. So I came up with this and it's worked out very well and people seem to
you know
to love
that,
it.
That Meyer lemon too. It's a mellower kind of flavor than a lime would impart.
Yeah, it's a little bit more sweet too. It's actually funny because a lot of times people see a Meyer lemon and it actually looks like a tiny orange, but it's actually there's a lemon. It's a little sweeter. It's not.
You know,
as
I've got a son
most.
Whose head looks like a huge orange.
Oh, looks like a giant melon. It's its own planetoid.
That's why we don't let Ken out of the house very often.
Orbit.
It's incredibly refreshing. I imagine you know for a Memorial weekend you've got a lot of this on tap. Growlers ready to go.
Oh yeah. We plan on going through. Almost too much of it this weekend, hopefully.
I think mine's already gone.
Songs, I think, go very well
with the Bandidos Yankees from Breakwater Brewing. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist. And we've got the whole crew running deep from Breakwater Brewing in Oceanside.
Yes. Woo!
Wow.
Drinking their beer tonight, talking about their grand reopening that happened last Friday. Joining us with some beers tonight. And where exactly can we find you in Oceanside, Rich?
We're right on Seagate's, just one block south of Mission.
Literally 101 North Coast Highway.
You know what's funny about that? That is about two blocks walking distance to the Oceanside Pier Amphitheater, where I do believe there is a
coincidence. I don't think
weekends.
So. Are you saying that someone should come by and have a beer before they go to your concert?
Wait. I would say that's my good luck dance that
what?
I do.
What would happen if they were hungry?
Every 94.9 show is I come to Breakwater. Before the show, I have a DMJ IPA, and then I also have the Friar's Pizza. And everybody looks at me crazy when they ask, well, what's the Friar's Pizza? And I tell them it's a mustard-based pizza with sausage and pepperoncinis. And literally, people look at me like I have three heads. But until you try it, you cannot judge me, damn it.
You know what? I tried it for the first time tonight. It is wonderful.
Thank you. We have wonderful. Converted.
Yeah, I do have a question for you, Jeremy. Have you tried it with the spicy mustard base yet?
I've gone both ways.
Oh, okay. Which way are you swinging?
Yeah, AC/DC, baby.
AC/DC, that mother.
Okay. Gotcha. Just want to make sure.
Well, let's talk about another one of your fantastic beers. You've got Bandidos Yankees. I forgot to ask you. You add Meyer's lemon to that, but do you do any like sea salt or anything? I mean,
no.
You said you got it inspired from drinking Pacifico. Mm-hmm. And you know, I've been known to put a little lime and salt.
Well, they're
in my
right
Pacifico.
Next to the ocean.
I'm not crazy. I go with some beginning ideas and then I evolve them.
Well, you know, what's wrong with throwing a little sea salt in there?
Walk two blocks to the west. You got plenty of salt.
You just walk outside and open your mouth at that point, you know.
All right.
So
fine.
If you run down the street drinking Bandidos Yankees with your mouth open, you will get
sea salt
the
in
sea
my mouth
salt that you want to get into it.
Well, you know, running down the streets of Oceanside has been known to happen while drinking.
I was going to say, yeah, been there, done that many times.
Preach. Yeah.
All right, what's next? This one smells kind of funky.
This is actually the Cali Kush. So this is an American pale ale, a classic American pale ale.
Smells dank.
Of the vein of Sierra Nevada pale ale. However, we actually use Californicus Artemisia, and it's California wormwood. There's no psychoactive properties to it, but it's a local sagebrush, and it's
purple
something that gives a very,
punch.
Very unique flavor to
Artemisia is
to the
coastal
beer.
Sage.
Whoa.
Coastal yes. sage.
Coastal sage.
Coastal sage.
Wow, this is kind of... It's reminiscent of like the 395.
I was going to say a little bit like 395
from Mammoth Brewing.
Yeah, they're actually using sage
though, right?
Yeah, the Artemisia, not a true sage, more closely related to wormwood. Yeah. So, yeah, geez, I have this urge to cut off my ear all of a sudden. okay, who got that reference, kids? All right, nice.
Two history nerds got it. Thank you. So I'm curious, what inspired you to put like wormwood in a beer, other than the fact that you were high off your ass and wanted to do something weird?
Other than that. You know, I would love to say that this was one of my recipes. It's one of the recipes that we do as a company, and it's one of our best sellers. It's an amazing beer, but it came from a hop shortage that happened around 2008, and the brewer at the time was trying to explore new horizons on how to add bitterness to the beer without using actual hops, since we were in a hop shortage. And this is actually how that evolved. And people have loved it so much since that it's never going to go away because it's really good and people love it.
Earthy dankness to it.
Was he on a spirit journey when he was doing this, bro? Yeah,
I think he's going to be on a spirit journey his whole life.
You know, Inner right. World is located just down the street from you guys, is it not?
You know what, Ken?
Let's
not talk about your favorite Oceanside head shop. I always get so quiet when I turn the mics on.
I was waiting for you to say something.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on FM 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight, our friends from Breakwater Brewing. We've got Rich, we've got Danny, Garrett, Brian, Steve, Mindy. Who did I miss anybody? We got everybody?
No, that's everyone.
All the important people.
All right, good.
No, I'm not important. He mentioned important people.
Well,
Ken
forgot.
Exists.
Ken,
whatever.
You're always there. I mean, I'm here.
Somebody's got to make the fart jokes. Yeah, we got Breakwater. When are we getting Breakwind?
Oh, there it is. Put it on bum bums. Had two fantastic beers from them tonight already. The Banditos Yankees, the Cali Kush, and of course, you know, Rich couldn't save any of the five brand new beers that you guys did for your relaunch last week. Not saying I'm bitter or anything,
you'll
but
never get heard they were good.
Would have been nice to try at least one of them.
Well, you should have came.
Know, I'm a bad person. that's just what it comes down to.
True words never spoke, but you know what? You're a bad person who makes really, really, really good beer. Well, and if we want to drink some of your beer, you guys are right in Oceanside. It's hard to miss you right off Coast Highway. And what's that other street there? Seagaze?
Seagaze.
Ah, I knew I'd get it eventually.
Coast of Seagaze.
Eventually.
Okay,
nine streets. It was the first one you picked.
You have no idea what went through my head. So let's talk about this next beer. Yeah. This next
beer.
What
went through your head?
Definitely probably my favorite Breakwater beer and has been for the dawn age of time.
And this is your flagship beer, yeah?
It is our flagship
beer. What designates a flagship beer? Is this basically
one everyone buys?
Okay, good. Yeah.
It's what pays the rent.
The best selling beer.
So an IPA in San Diego is like bringing sand to the beach. What do you do to this beer to make it more different than any other IPA out there, other than the fact that you brew it?
Well, to be honest with you, we hold true to the classics, which make most people actually still hold true to what they want to drink. There's a lot of new styles of IPAs coming out, and they've been happening for the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, I noticed this is clear.
It's not hazy.
Yeah, it's definitely a very
good
bright
beer.
Good
for you, Jack.
But it's still got some of what we used in the brewing industry. We call the usual suspects. We've got Simcoe, Centennial, Amarillo, and Citra in it. So it's kind of impossible to make this a bad beer. Much as I love the fact that everybody loves it, it's true. It's like when you use the usual suspects and you have the right grist, or you have the right malts that you complement those hops with, then you're printing money at that point.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel every time.
Is it wrong that this beer tastes like breakfast to me? I mean,
it depends on what you're eating for breakfast.
This is like orange
for breakfast.
Juice.
Yes,
it's citrusy, but
it is juicy.
Citrusy,
but there's no juice in it, right?
Right, no, there's no juice in it. Okay. There's no juice in it.
And you know what's most importantly about it all? It's not hazy. All right, some drunken karaoke starting to happen in here. This is Robinson on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's FM 94.9, drinking with our friends from Breakwater Brewing, celebrating their grand reopening that they had last Friday. A brand new, renovated Breakwater Brewing in Oceanside. Got some. What did you do to that place? After all, so everything.
Yeah,
ground up.
Everything. Yep.
All right. More than just a coat of paint, then.
It's a quote-unquote a little facelift for Breakwater, so to speak.
Put on a fancy dress.
Hey.
Come check it out.
Nothing more than I like than a local watering hole with a fancy dress.
Breaking watering hole.
Yeah, something. What? Yeah, let's walk away from this one, boys.
Step back.
Keeps flapping in the wind.
All right, let's go back to the beer,
it's like
please.
A non-tied down tarp in the wind.
There we go. All right, so what do we have here?
It
looks like is this white Zinfandel that we're drinking?
No.
Thank God.
Rich looks like he's going to punch you in the face.
I get that question a lot of times. It was like, is this just a thick white Zinfandel? No, we call it Rasbiscus Mead. It's a blend of raspberries and hibiscus flowers with a heavy dose of honey. We call it a mead. It's not technically a mead because we're actually a brewery. And still adhere to all the brewery laws.
So it's got malted barley in it.
We have about 20% malted barley added to it. To make sure that we're not breaking any laws. But this is actually something that is very, very close to a style of mead, and we've been calling it that for a long period of time. But it's very easy for people to drink. It's fruity. It's one of the things that a lot of times you come into like a hardcore craft brewery and you expect to have nothing but bitter IPAs, and this is something on the complete opposite spectrum that is very sweet, easy to drink.
I will say it's
and,
delightful.
You don't have to drink too much because it's a big boy.
I don't feel like my masculinity is compromised right now, although I feel my pinky lifting.
Yeah.
As
at 9.6%, it shouldn't be affected at all.
Pinky, so you feel like a man.
Did you say
9.6%?
Is that because you use both honey and the malted barley together as fermentables?
When you use the amount of yeast that we use on this beverage, which is technically called a Braggot Ale, when you add a lot of that and you have honey, which is 100% fermentable, you start to get higher alcohol contents at the end. The reason we actually still get head retention, because a lot of meads you'll see don't have head retention whatsoever, but we add the because of the protein content of all the malt we add, it still actually looks and tastes and feels like a beer, but it's got that sweetness to it that really kills it for most people that aren't big beer drinkers.
This must be something good for somebody who's not really a beer drinker. They say they like wines. No. You could throw this at
very,
them.
Very, very
like,
popular amongst every the women. Time. And girls like that, everybody right? that doesn't like yeah. beers.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. Shout out to the ladies that don't like beer.
The peanut gallery loves it.
The three ladies that are standing at the yeah. door, all with full glasses and smiles. All right, well, Rich, since you're talking about breaking law, how could I not? Judas Priest, it's Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
Yes! Yes!
Cretans, all of you, it's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at FM 94.9, yeah. drinking with our friends from Breakwater Brewing in Oceanside. The Resbiscus Mead, that was a tasty, tasty beverage, my friends. DMJ IPA before that, Cali Kush and the Banditos Yankees. Lots and lots of delicious things happening at Breakwater Brewing in Oceanside. Not to mention, you know, the awesome food, the Friar's Pizza. You guys got any other little things that you've worked on since your revamping of the restaurant last week? Uh-oh. We're ringing in the ringer.
Whoa. Are we throwing it to me?
Wait, oh, yeah. We're throwing it at you.
Wait, hold on.
To me. Okay, real quick. That's I just want to throw it to Shannon. What? Hey, boss.
Oh, not this Shannon.
Not you.
Not you. Shannon
is another Shannon in the room. It's
who
very
couldn't
weird.
Be here tonight.
No, Shannon, our boss. And real quick, a shout out to all of our employees who work in the kitchen, who work in the bar. Everybody does an amazing job. It's a huge team effort. Let's all not get it twisted. You. Everybody puts in 100% effort and makes this place happen.
Yeah.
Golf clap.
Well done. Can we clap in the background? I love it.
Yeah. All right, that's beautiful. You just also reminded me that I've got our last free ticket summer code word. If you want to go to Disneyland, then text POO. Not P-O-O. P-O-O-H, like as in Pooh Bear. 617-49, message generates may apply. Where was I?
Poo.
I was talking about. Oh yeah, food and poo. There
we go. We're talking about food and poo.
Coincide, you know.
Just fruits and poos.
But, yes, we do have new menu items, new stuff to eat at Breakwater.
Yeah,
we do.
All right,
we do.
Well,
yeah,
then.
All right. We got DMJ onion rings, which
what?
Makes no sense, but it's delicious.
Beer battered onion rings.
And
on
we
that,
we got avocado fried. We got fried deep artichokes, bread. And we also have an Oive pizza that's a cream cheese-based flatbread pizza with salmon, capers, onions, and tomatoes.
Mazel tov!
You don't eat meat, Shannon. Sure. Don't even look like that.
And not to mention our Philly cheesesteak sandwich we also released.
Yep. Wow.
Just saying, it's pretty good with the white American cheese.
Are you still letting Shannon make breakfast pizzas on the weekends?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Shannon does good. What Shannon wants.
When he's good, you know.
All right, all right. All right, so what's this next beer that's in front of me? We've gone something a little bit darker.
This is one of the gems. So this is right on. It is a rye brown porter. In 2016, it won gold in the rye category at World Beer Cup.
Oh, that's just shabby.
So one of the fun things is they only have that every other year, so I get to have that medal for 2 years. This is also one of the most delicious brown ales that you can possibly have.
Ooh.
Right, you are.
That's a bold statement.
Mama. Ken.
But I got the medal to back it.
Ken, try this.
You know, I have not yet. Let me see if that bears
Ken.
Out.
You're just wasting everyone's time.
Oh, not mine, my friend, because I am drinking this delicious beer. Oh, this is good. Wonderful. Oh, it's got a slight sweetness to it, a roastiness.
Yeah. Coconut.
And,
man.
You know, a lot of people say rye gives it spice, but with a rye-infused beer, I get this smooth, smooth texture. It's almost like a pudding pop is what it's like.
All right, calm down, Bill Cosby.
What, too soon? Yeah. Too soon?
Let's not Cosby this.
Let's get away from the Cosby thing.
All right, here, take two of these and call me in the morning.
It's still a great...
You'll see in the morning what I'm talking about.
Went down well, maybe not. You never know. It's still a great, delicious beer, and it's one of those kind of brown ales that I think entices San Diegans more than a lot of brown ales, because it is a traditional beer, but it still uses rye to spice it up, which, and I'm not trying to call some people out, but it does confuse some people's palates with spice and hops, so that's kind of how we get it to people that love beer.
Arctic Monkeys on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. The radio station is FM 94.9. I'm going to have you guys in here every single Friday night drinking.
Yeah! Yeah! Right, you are, Jimmy.
Drinking with rock.
Breakwater Brewing at Oceanside, a great way to kick off a Memorial Weekend with five fantastic beers from you guys. And, oh, look, we're still not done.
It's almost there's more.
It's almost 8 o'clock, and there's one more beer. This has to be the coffin nail.
The coup de grace, as they say.
Oh, this is...
it's a cutie, all right.
This is one of the things that... this is one of the beers that actually has really kicked off our whole new rebirth that we're actually going through right now. It's our new double IPA.
Ooh, hello.
It's got new ingredients that we haven't been able to use over the last 8 years. It's a new style of brewing an IPA, and it coincides exactly with the new regime and the new way that we're actually running Breakwater. And one of the new things that we're doing is trying to kill it for all the customers that come in on a regular basis. This beer is much drier. It has a lot more tropical fruits to it than any of other IPAs have ever had. And it's literally the beer that ushers in the new era. And I'm glad to be able to do that. And I couldn't do that without all the people who don't get microphones right now, but they are here in this room. Dude, usually yelling behind me, but
for the hour, they have been hooting and hollering in the background, and now they're silent.
That is the most beautiful Oscar speech I have heard all night.
Golf clap.
I like to thank the little drinkers.
Yeah.
I love all the little people.
No, but you know what I love about this? It's a double IPA, but it's got a really light body to it. I mean, it's not like that cloying, like, tongue sweater.
Yeah,
that
most double IPAs around nowadays, a little bit on the maltier side.
Good way to finish.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.